I'll give the band and you a bit of a break now, whilst we think together about peace. Christmas is such a busy time, isn't it? We're all rushing around, getting ready, and it's good just to have a few moments now to think about peace, because there's a lot of peace, isn't there, in Christmas. Think of all the Christmas cards you get with a dove on the front and best wishes, all joy and peace of this happy season inside the card. And then a lot of the Christmas carols mention peace. It was mentioned in See Amid the Winter's Snow that we just sang together. So there's a lot about peace at Christmas. And of course it all comes from the account of Jesus' birth in Luke's Gospel, where an angel appeared to some terrified shepherds and told them that the Saviour had been born. And then a whole army of angels joined the first angel, and they all said or sang together, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." Very familiar words, aren't they? But I wonder if we've ever really thought deeply about them. What is this peace which the angels were celebrating? What was it all about? Because Jesus really was born into a world pretty similar to ours. I mean, similar in the basic human experiences. It was a world where his whole nation was oppressed by the might of the Roman Empire. They were occupying the land. It was a world where war could easily occur, where nations very often tipped over into violence and fighting. It was a world in which individual people were suffering the consequences of that. And also all the other things that tend to take away any hope of peace from us. The anxieties that we may have personally, our health, our families, all sorts of things which take away our peace. Peace then and peace now is pretty hard to come by. And when we think of this lack of peace, I wonder if we ever ask ourselves why it is. Why in a world that needs peace, longs for peace, is there so little of it? Well, it all really goes back to the very beginning of the world. The beginning of the world, the beginning of the Bible. Because there we learn that all this fighting started with a rebellion. It was a rebellion of mankind, of human people, against the one who'd made them. God had made humanity. God had given us the world to live in and look after, and we very soon turned our back on him. Right from the start, mankind declared war, not just war against one another, although that very soon happened, but also war against God. Mankind turned their back on God. And we have been born into that same world, a world which has turned away from God, a world at war, indeed, with God. And now we're powerless to stop it, much as we would love to. And we are part of it. So how did the birth of Jesus Christ, all those years ago, bring peace? Well, Jesus came on a mission. He didn't just arrive without a plan. He came on a mission from his heavenly Father. And it was a mission to bring peace to those who wanted it in his world. It was a very dangerous mission, as it turned out. Right from the start, Jesus was rejected, wasn't he? He and his family had to flee because King Herod wanted to kill him. And even before that, there was no room for them in Joseph's own hometown. So he was born right into the midst of this situation. And yet he came to bring peace. He spoke much about it. Peace with God first, and then peace with one another. And right from the start, people didn't like the message. It required them to realize that they were part of the problem, and they didn't like it. In fact, they hated it so much, they decided to get rid of the messenger. So they killed him. You know the story, and of course we'll remember it when we come to Easter. But we have to bear in mind that this is what Jesus was born for. It wasn't a terrible mistake. It's why he came. It's why he had to come. It's why he was born in human flesh, so that he could die that agonizing death upon the cross. And it was by dying that he won us that peace. It was by dying that he reconciled us to God. He took into himself all the consequences of our rebellion. He paid the full price for our hostility. So now, if we want it, we can have peace with God. All we've got to do is ask.